Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I busted out laughing at the break yesterday when I saw this headline. Trump has not threatened India with a tariff, right? They're a very good ally of ours. Yet. Hadn't even happened yet. And the leadership of India is like, hey, you know what? You got 18,000 illegal immigrants who are Indian. How about we take them back? Offered. Trump hadn't even threatened them yet. Offer. Hey, you know what? And yeah, we'd love to talk tariffs with you too, just kind of make sure we're all good there, right? Huh? Yeah, we'll take them back. Mm-hmm. We'll fly them. No problem. Yeah, load them up. We'll take them. Look at the power. That is raw American power. Trump didn't even ask for that. Think how much power we have then. That's one of our closest allies. I would say in some ways, India is a closer ally of ours now than the UK is. If you look at like in terms of trade, and UK is an ally of the Democrats, but not of America. But India's, I mean, they're gung-ho and they're like, yeah, we're happy to help. We'll take all 18,000 illegals. And I went, wait, we have 18,000 illegal Indians here? I did not know. And then I went, how does India know they have 18,000 illegal Indians here?
That's a good question.
I know. Anyway, just a demonstration of the power we had. Can you imagine if we used it? Another day, another $500 million deal announced by Donald Trump. I'm sorry, $500 billion deal. This time with Saudi Arabia. Trump is, and he did this some last time, but not on this level, personally expanding the economy by helping to cut these deals. And he has to. He has to. Because we're in a dire situation. There is a reason this weekend that Elon Musk tweeted, we are on the verge of going bankrupt and Americans don't understand. Wonder razor's edge. We just had that Bloomberg report. Inflation is going back up, especially food inflation. Americans are going to notice. We don't have a lot of time to fix this. Have you noticed the almost frenzy Trump is in? Well, he's the Democrats in a weird way have the advantage here. If they can keep him from fixing the economy, if they can keep inflation in place, they will blame him for it. He will own it, even though Joe Biden created it. He left historically low inflation for us. When he left office, 1.4%. The norm is usually around 1.7, 1.8. So it was, absolute destruction. And what did it was the Democrats printing $4 trillion in a little over 12 months. That, and in addition to the budget, that had never been done before. Nobody knew what would happen. And then we found out what happened. Okay. So what did I tell you before the election? I said, listen, they are going to lower rates before the election, the Federal Reserve, to help Her Highness get elected. And also because the effect of that will be inflation will go up soon after in the months after. That'll get blamed on Trump if he wins. So you have a Federal Reserve chairman Trump can't get rid of till 2026, who is openly at war, favors the Democrats, and will do anything to wreck the economy in order to have that inflation blamed on Trump. That's the goal right now. Wreck economy, blame Trump. Get power back, destroy the populist movement. Okay. Now here's what we're up against. And this is the dirty secret. It's going to make everything that happens next make sense. Okay. Economically, you'll understand all of it. Something Americans didn't understand. When you print money, you have to keep printing that same amount of money year after year after year. So remember, we printed the COVID checks to pay businesses to shut down for, it turns out, no reason, because all of those lockdowns actually enhanced the spread of COVID, which is why I think Fauci wanted them. It's locking people in together. Anyway, we paid people to stay home. We printed all the money to do it. It was presented to the American people as, hey, we'll do this one time. It's an emergency. We'll come back. No, if you stop printing, you get economic collapse. Here is Professor Dave Bratt, who is head of the financial department at Liberty University, explaining this phenomenon.
Bottom line here is, really, if you take out the deficit spending, the funny money coming from the government, we're growing at negative 10% GDP. Just bottom line, if you take away $2 trillion, you know, roughly speaking, that's one tenth of your economy. What would happen to your economy if you just chopped off one tenth of it and it, you know, fell into the ocean? Something like this graph.
The graph was the Great Depression, not recession, depression. So the funny money, think of it like big sloshing ocean water, right? The funny money has sloshed out legitimate economic activity and replaced it. Well, if you replace it, you can't just yank out the money. But that's exactly what Trump has promised to do. Cut $2 trillion by 2026. We got Doge. We got this. All right. So what? But then what would happen? 8 to 10% GDP collapse. Great Depression. Grapes of wrath. Total disaster. This is why, and a lot of you have asked me about this, why does Trump want a debt ceiling increase if he's going to cut $2 trillion? Good question. Because he's got to print and borrow. And then he's got to just, it doesn't matter if he takes the money and chucks it out the limo as he drives. You got to put it in the, you got to inject it in the economy somehow, right? So he's got to do this very weird thing of continuing massive printing and borrowing while also scaling back on massive printing and borrowing. Democrats are going to try to block that. Anything to hurt us, right? Well, if he continues printing and borrowing, here is the paradox. Guess what? Inflation goes up. Who's it to Fred? Jerome Powell. His one goal is to get the Democrats back in power by preserving inflation. Trust me on this. He's a bad dude. How can you do that? Lower interest rates. Jack's inflation. He knows Trump has to keep printing to keep the economy from collapsing. Folks, we are in a world of hurt, and that is what Elon Musk is talking about. So what is the way out? A way that would be impossible for anybody but Trump, and may even be impossible for him. I want you to understand what we're up against, because it's happy times right now, but this is the battle, okay? This is why you've seen Trump in a frenzy. He's got to expand the economy. He has got to personally find a way to expand the economy by $3-4 trillion, $5 trillion. I don't know. I think to be safe, you'd have to go probably higher than that. Then you can pull the funny money back. He's got to do it in 2 years. Democrats know this. This is why the Democrats were going to deny him a debt limit increase. This is why he was frantic to get it over Christmas, because he knows the Democrats can extract almost anything they want from him to get that increase. Because if he can't print, slosh, slosh, slosh. The money disappears. Money disappears. The economy crashes. And Democrats would love to crash the economy right now. So if Trump seems frantic, if Trump is standing beside people we don't like too much, that's why. That's why. That is why. And a lot of you are screaming and yelling, what is Trump doing? He's pushing AI and he's standing next to Larry Ellison, and Larry Ellison's a bad dude. And yeah, Larry Ellison's probably not a good guy. And Elon Musk is probably right to warn about him. But Larry Ellison and company are talking about putting $500 billion, half a trillion dollars into this economy, not government money, not printed money, real money. He is desperate for that. And we are to understand this. And this is why another day, another deal. Today, it's $500 billion from the Saudis going into the economy. And believe you me, he is behind the scenes using those tariffs, the threats of tariffs, and access to the U.S. economy to say, hey, listen, I might, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about your country and tariffs if I can get $500 billion investment. Look, we got great stuff to invest in. Invest now. He's got to build fast enough to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget. That is the only way to attack inflation. Does that make sense? It's hard to explain it, but he's in the ultimate paradox. If he doesn't print, continue the Democrats printing, we're going to have an economic collapse. Not recession, economic collapse. However, if he keeps printing, we're going to have inflation. And we're going to have a Fed chairman who keeps lowering rates or doing whatever it takes to hurt Trump and make sure that inflation continues. Dems will blame it for him. That's their formula. Only one way out. Massive, massive, massive economic expansion. We're going to have to do things we haven't seen done in this economy since 125, 130, 150 years. He's got to pull out the tariffs. He's got to wield them no matter how hard they scream. He must force two things, fair trade to up that GDP, and he's got to force investment with the tariffs. You're going to see him make trade-offs you're not going to like. I'm not going to like him. I'm warning you about that. And one of them is Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison stood by Trump and said two terrifying things. I'm going to use mRNA shots to cure cancer. Oh, dear God. You're going to kill more people with that than you save. And then he says, I'm going to use this AI investment to surveil Americans and make sure they behave. And Trump had to stand there and take it. A lot of you screaming on X right now. What is Trump doing? Betrayal 3 days. Folks, we're going to have to eat a lot of crap. We're going to have to eat a big fat crap sandwich to save this country. Don't think it's party time. Oh, no, we're not out of danger. We're just beginning this fight. I'm going to continue explaining this so you can understand what he's doing. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I'm going to have days coming in here. I'm going to huff and puff. I'm not going to be happy about what he's doing. But I've got to keep perspective and understand why he is doing it. Anything to get there, half a trillion at a time, half a trillion at a time, half a trillion at a time. Literally like Atlas in Atlas Shrugged, like John Galt, rebuilding it himself, half a trillion at a time. And all the time, he is running out of time. Trump is moving fast, shockingly fast, because he is already out of time. Elon Musk is not wrong about that. When he said this weekend, this is one of the biggest things this week. It's easy for it to get lost. Elon Musk beginning, and he's been doing this for a while, but beginning to educate the American people. We are bankrupt. We are on the edge of the financial abyss. He tweeted that this weekend, got over 50 million views. Americans don't know this. They have no idea. This is why before the Democrats could say, oh, no, we're going to have cuts. And Americans will go, no cuts. They don't understand. We're broke. Okay. We are in deep doo-doo. And Trump is going full Galt on the upside. He has to personally cut the deals to rebuild the economy. He cannot leave it to chance that it will go fast enough. Here's why. What we have not been told, I'm going to go a little bit over what I did in the last segment, but let me keep explaining this to you. What we were not told, you cannot just print checks for COVID, print the money, and then think, well, it's an emergency. We won't print it next year. Once you print it once, you must print it every year after. Remember when we did TARP 760-some million? Tea Party started over it. You know we print TARP every year, right? We never stop spending that money. We spend it every year. Why? If we stopped printing it, you will have a Great Depression-style collapse. I just played you the audio on that from Dave Brad at Liberty University. Once you flood the market with fake monopoly money, you need more the next year, or it collapses. The river dries up. See what I mean? And what happened was the monopoly money pushed out legitimate economic activity. It's gone. It will come back, but not instantly. And so whatever, Trump promised to cut $2 trillion by 2026. He's got to. Because if he doesn't, he's going to be running on the same inflation. It's not going anywhere. He's got to cut it. But he can't. It's the ultimate conundrum. Because if he does, we're going to see somewhere, and Brad is right, Professor Brad is right, between 8 and 10% GDP collapse. That's grapes of wrath. That's, we're all sitting around a can of tuna for dinner. That's bad. How do you fix it? He's got to print a lot. You're going to see him print a lot of money. You're going to see him borrow a lot. It's going to make you mad. I'm warning you. He has no choice. If he wants to save the economy, and he's got to gradually knock it down while dealing with the Democrats who will be trying to destroy the economy and maintain the interest rate. Maintain the inflation, as will Jerome Powell. You're going to see Jerome Powell go to war to keep the inflation. Okay. He's going to be an absolute tumor on Trump's back. Trump can't get rid of him as Federal Reserve Chairman until 2026. Okay. Now, I want you to understand what happens. You understand how we got here, okay? This is Senator Ron Johnson. Do you understand that since 2019, we have increased federal spending by 75%? Yeah, that's how you get to be Zimbabwe or Argentina. We did it. Here is Ron Johnson explaining how we went from spending $4 trillion in 2019 to over $7 trillion today. That is a 75% increase. And we print all that extra money. It's not new money. It's not real money. It's printed. The increase is printed.
Well, first of all, you start talking about the real numbers. So in 2019, we spent $4.4 trillion. The year of the pandemic, we spent $6.5, and we've never looked back, Laura. We've never spent under $6 trillion since the pandemic. This year, we'll spend over $7 trillion. So you know, the Unit Party has done a really good job of deviously transferring discretionary spending into mandatory. I've laid out a proposal to go back.
Yeah, okay. The problem is all that increase is printed. Can't stop printing it. But if you don't stop printing it, inflation sticks around and it's a mess. Trump is screwed. Well, let me put it this way. Any other president would be screwed. So he's got to go full Atlas and personally cut the deals to expand the economy. He cannot leave it to chance. He's got to use the fulcrum of tariffs to force investment in this economy. And again, overnight, we had more good news. Another $500 billion deal with Saudi Arabia. He's got to do that. $500 billion at a time. Okay. Last night, I got taken to the woodshed by some of you. I got your messages on X. I did. I got them. I saw it. Yeah, I do see Trump standing there next to Larry Ellison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty horrifying. Don't you understand, Tara? I hate AI. They're going to censor me and they're going to surveil me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Ellison wants to do. But it's all private investment. But Tara, did you see Elon Musk? And he doesn't like it. And did you know? Did you read? Yeah, I don't like it either. It's all private investment. We have to get in bed with some nasty people to fix this mess. We did it. Now we got to be big boys and girls and clean it up. Okay? And I'm going to tell you about it. I will come in here some days and I'm going to lose it at what Trump is doing. I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try really hard. But understand, he is in a race against time. He has to rebuild the economy by enough trillions to cut $2 trillion by 2026. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I also know he is the only one who can do it. Now, I'm going to play you this, okay? So a lot of you sent me this. Larry Ellison standing next to Trump saying, yeah, we're going to use mRNA technology to cure cancer. And I'm like, holy crap, you're going to kill everyone you inject with that. And Trump's just kind of nod along. Yeah, great. You know what else Larry Ellison said standing next to Trump? And I know about this. Larry Ellison is not a good dude. He is total surveillance state, totalitarian regime, World Economic Forum. I know. And Trump had to sit there and grit his teeth to get that $500 billion announcement. And Elon Musk is not wrong. Ellison is a bad, bad dude.
The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have cameras on them. We have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video. So if that altercation had occurred, that occurred in Memphis, the chief of police would be immediately notified. It's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the camera. No. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be an event that's immediately.
You don't need to hear anymore. That was him earlier this week, right? That's his plan. That's what the plan is. We don't have enough people to monitor the cameras, so we'll have AI do it. What he's describing is exactly what they have in China, minus they have some AI, but it's over a billion cameras is how they control the people. He's saying, yeah, we'll just build a system like China and watch everyone, and everyone will be on their best behavior. Double surveillance state. It's going to be great. That's what he's pitching. I know. I heard it. I understand why Elon Musk is freaking out. And this is causing a division. Some of the MAGAs on X are trashing Musk. You know, you must always be loyal to Trump. You must always parrot the line. Others are going after Trump and going, oh my gosh, we've been betrayed after 3 days. No. This is what it's going to take. Folks, it's not going to be free to fix this country. We're going to do a lot of things we don't like and pray to God the Democrats never get a hold of a system like that. I don't like it. And I'm going to have to draw the line at the feds funding it. We cannot fund that crap. But if we do not create it here, China will, and they will sell it to us. We're going to have it no matter what. And that is what just happened, okay? With Ellison, love it, hate it, That's the God's honest truth. I can't change it. And that's what I sell here every day.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So make of it what you will. That's what happened. The good news, $500 billion investment. So they're saying they have the money. Musk says they don't. They say they do. We'll see. Okay, one more thing. Trump has started his first war. It'll be the only one he starts. Well, Trump ends their useless wars. He started the first war. I think this is the big bottom liner for today as far as what's going on right now that you need to know about. CBS discovers to their horror that Trump intends to send 10,000 troops to the border. He just sent 1,500. This is another 10,000 in addition to that for a sum total of, get this, 14,000 troops on our border. And just as the beginning of the teeth gnashing, the crying from the media was going on, they learned to their horror that Trump intends to take the Pentagon's planes and run them around the clock deporting these illegals. Oh, and use up to all 400 of our military bases as detention facilities. That is a war. As Ron DeSantis, he put it perfectly today. This is how the founders intended the military to be used. We just haven't seen it. Not in our lifetimes, anyway.
The Pentagon and the people and the brass need to recognize that under Donald Trump, the military's mission is not just simply to be halfway around the world defending borders, but actually to defend our own borders. And designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations is absolutely the right thing to do. And you are going to see this operate as not just a law enforcement issue, but as a military issue. So I think it's the right thing to do.
Shock, and I think some actual agony ensued on the part of the liberal mainstream media. Because remember, for the Democrats and mainstream media, the cartels are heroes. The cartels bring them their voters, the voters that are going to usher in their totalitarian regime of total power for all time. They love the cartels, secretly. So the first thing they ask upon to their horror hearing that the military will be sent down there to conduct actual war is, whoa, oh no, are they going to shoot at the cartels? Because the Border Patrol is not allowed to shoot back. Yes, we are. Well, and the Pentagon said, you know, under Trump, yeah, we're going to shoot back. This is a war. So the left is in grieving here. Keep in mind, these are the same cartels that Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton warned us are working with the Democrats. You were watching the merger of the cartels and the Democrat Party to the point where Paxton said, yeah, look, just a few years ago before Biden, the cartels were running from the Border Patrol. Now they called them up to drop off the illegals, the Democrats' future voters. So to go from that to, hey, we're going to shoot at them, huge sea change. See, the media's like me. One of the reasons I got frustrated with Trump in the last administration is I actually listened to what he said. This is my job. I listen closer than most people. And then he didn't do it. He didn't even close to do it on immigration. In fact, he tried to pass amnesty with the Democrats. That's when I lost it. And when conservatives successfully stopped him, he campaigned against them in the primaries. And I was done. I was like, I can't do this. There's a reason I'm telling you this. Why would you be negative? Well, I'm going to tell you. You have to understand that. That's why I quit Trump. I was like, I can't do this. You know what? DeSantis tried to stop him. I'm going with DeSantis. This guy will do what Trump says on the border. Because like the media, I thought, well, Trump talks a lot of smack, but he never does anything he said. Because I mean, most of what he said, what you're seeing him do right now, he promised in 2016 he didn't do any of it. So that's kind of what I expected. We would have a secure border. I believe that. He's done it before, much better than Biden, and we'd have to be happy with that. And maybe even 100 more miles of the wall. Okay, if that's the best we can get. If I knew this Trump was showing up, I'd have supported him in the primary. I don't know this guy. He's actually doing everything he promised. He has, folks, he has done more on the border in 48 hours than he did during his entire last term. He is on fire. And the media is dealing with this because they were like me. They thought, well, he's going to talk a lot of smack, but he'll come in, he'll close the border. But he's not going to do all this. And he's not going to really deport. Oh, my God, he's deporting our voters.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.